Question is a little different than a long expositional sermon, which really unpacks and outlines a text. Devotional discussion is one that we see in many devotionals. For example, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, in which you are just drawn personally into a verse. It shouldn't be a verse taken out of context, of course, from the passage at its end, but it's a verse that speaks to our hearts to allow us to begin the Lord to do the work within us that needs to happen. Our discussion this morning is on the root of bitterness. And it's an important thing for us to pray through, to recognize within ourselves, for it does great damage not only to ourselves and to our families, but to friendships, to church families along the way, where bitterness springs up within us. It takes root, it takes hold, and it causes trouble. And it upsets and unsettles the whole. And it's on record that Charles Spurgeon, who was a great English preacher, made this comment about a man who was well known for his bitter and resentful spirit. He said, "May the grass grow green on his grave when he dies, for nothing grew around him while he lived." The bitterness was so strong, and I'm sure that such a comment caught a hold of the person in question. Strong to see the way in which bitterness can actually unfold and be disruptive. And the roots of bitterness are quite obvious for us to recognize within us, but it comes about in a variety of different ways. Bitterness is ultimately a dissatisfaction with the way life has turned out. That God has not provided the plan which our hearts have become attached to. And along the way, there have been those who have, as it were, come in and upset this task, this journey in life. And we are hurt by dishonesty. We are hurt by injustices that have come our way. We have been hurt by conversations that did not go as we planned. And we have been frustrated by physical pain, psychological pain. And usually in the midst of bitterness, you will find envy as we look at someone else's life. And we think, just on the outside view, that they are in fact someone who has been spared any kind of trials and troubles that we personally have experienced. If only I could have a life like theirs that seems to fall into place so easily, that seems to have God's blessing in my life as has God's rejection in it. Bitterness can take root in the most angry of persons as well as the most discouraged of persons. That is to say, it can grow and spring up and cause trouble in all of us. We must recognize where it lies. W.A. Tozer, who's written a number of devotional works himself, says that the sad and depressing bitter soul will compile a list of slights at which it takes offense and will watch over itself like a mother bear over her cubs. And the figure is apt, for the resentful heart is always surly and suspicious like a she-bear. In our Christian fellowship, what can be more depressing than to find professed Christians defending his or her supposed rights and bitterly resisting any attempt to violate them? For such a person has never accepted the way of the cross. The sweet graces of meekness and humility are unknown to that person, for every day he or she grows harder, more acrimonious, trying to defend reputation, right, ministry against imagined foes. Is there a cure for this? He says, yes. The cure is to die to self and to rise with Christ into newness of life, who alone is the destroyer of our enemies, not us. In other words, bitterness is that which we tend to hold on to, we tend to nurse, and it is something that de facto lies in the past. It's something that we have already encountered. but we cannot let go of. And therefore we live there, not doing what the Apostle Paul has instructed, forgetting what lies behind. I press on towards what is ahead, to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has called me heavenward. The bitterness is something that has to be recognized within us, which is why the writer to the book of Hebrews says that we need to pay attention, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble. He does not say that the bitterness is itself unjustified. He does not say that the bitterness itself is something that just should never happen within our hearts or in our minds. He is saying when the root takes hold and springs up, it will cause trouble. And it does not matter the degree to which one is right. It does not matter the degree to which one is justified in their frustration. It does not matter the degree to which there has been serious offense that has come our way. It will wreak havoc on our lives, our families, our friendships, and our relationships. And the most clear test is to have someone we love bring it up to us. Are you still stewing about that? And to see if there is a vein that pops out in our necks. If we defend ourselves, no, you don't know the whole story. Let me set it straight for you. You will know that there is roots of bitterness over something that's long gone, that can never be brought back to life, but which causes us great damage. So this morning, we are asked by the Lord to strive for peace with everyone, paying attention to any root of bitterness within that causes trouble. Let us come to the Lord in song as we sing to the Lord to lift our eyes to Him, and then we will be led into actually doing this, not just hearing from God's word, but responding to it here in this service in prayers to God. So let's sing, I Will Lift My Eyes. Remain.